Packham looks around. He wonders where to walk. The land is good everywhere. Finally, he thinks, I will walk toward the east. He turns towards the east and waits for the sun to rise. Packham sees the first light of the sun. He begins to walk down the hill and marches onto the plain. Packham walks quickly. He carries the shovel over his shoulder. He walks about a mile and Packham stops. This is where I will dig the first hole, he thinks. Packham digs the hole and puts the little pile of earth next to it. That will make the hole easier to see, he says. He walks on for a while. Then he digs another hole. Packham looks back. He can see the hill with the people on it. It is getting warmer. He takes off his coat and throws it over his shoulder. Then he walks and walks. It is getting very warm. Packham looks at the sun and feels a little tired. I will take off my heavy boots, he says. That will make it easier to walk. Packham sits down and takes off his boots. Then he stands up and begins to walk. It is easier to walk without the boots. I will walk for another 3 miles, he thinks. Then I will turn to the left. The land here is very good. I don't want to give it up. Packham walks for a long time. Then he turns round and looks toward the hill. It is far away. The people on the hill look very small. Packham thinks, it's okay. I must stop here and turn to the left. Anyway, I'm very thirsty. Packham stops. He digs a hole and takes a drink of water. Then he turns to the left and goes on. By now, Packham is very tired. He looks at the sun and sees that it is noon. I must stop and rest, he says. Packham sits down on the ground. He eats some bread and drinks some water. Then he goes on again. The food makes him feel better. But he is very hot. He also feels sleepy. Packham walks for a long time. He is going to turn to the left. But he looks at the land ahead of him. It is very good land. I must have that piece of land, he thinks. So he walks on. Packham goes about a mile. Then he digs a hole and turns to the left. He looks towards the hill. It seems very, very far away. He looks at the sun. It is just beginning to set. Packham thinks, I must hurry back right now. I must go back at once. I have a big piece of land. Packham heads towards the hill, but it is hard to walk. His feet are cut and his legs feel weak. He wants to rest, but that is not possible because the sun is going down slowly. Oh dear, thinks Packham. Can I get back in time? What will I do? Am I too late? Packham looks at the hill. Then he looks at the sun. He is still far from the hill and the sun is almost down. It is very hard to walk, but he goes faster and faster. He hurries on, but he is still far from the hill. Packham begins to run. He throws away the water and the bread. What shall I do? He thinks. I am greedy. I can't get back before the sun sets. His mouth is very dry, and now his heart is beating like a hammer. It is pounding very loudly. Still he goes on. He cannot stop. I can't stop now, he thinks. They will call me a fool. He runs on and on. Then he hears the Bashkirs. They are yelling at him. They are cheering. They are shouting at him to keep running. Packham hears them. He keeps running. The sun is almost down. Yes, the sun is about to set. It is very low in the sky, but Packham is very near the hill. He can see the people on the hill. They are waving their arms at him. They are shouting at him to hurry. Packham can see the starting point. He can see the fur hat on the ground. He can see the rubles on the hat. And he can see the chief. The chief is sitting on the ground. He seems to be smiling. Then Packham remembers his dream. Packham looks at the sun. It is almost down. It is nearly touching the ground. He rushes on. It suddenly gets dark. Packham looks up. He does not see the sun. He cries out, "This is my end!" Packham stops running. But then he hears the Bashkirs. They are still shouting. They are yelling at him to hurry. Then Packham remembers that they are on top of the hill. He is at the bottom. They can still see the sun. He takes a deep breath and runs up the hill. It is still light there. Packham reaches the top. He sees the fur hat. He sees the chief. The chief is still smiling. Again, Packham remembers the dream. Packham cries out, "Ah!" and falls forward, and his fingers touch the hat. "Well done," says the chief. "Much land is yours." Packham's helper runs to him. He tries to help Packham get up, but Packham does not move. Blood is flowing from his mouth. Packham is dead. The helper takes the shovel and digs a grave. It is enough for Packham to lie in. It is only 6 feet long from his head to his toes.